flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the Corey Majors Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin, Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford.
Don't you kind of want to say, and the rest of these chumps, if it is the Corey Majors Show?
No, because I'm about team, all right? I'm about team success.
Have you ever done a solo radio show?
Yes. An hour and 30 minutes, I believe.
When and why?
It was, I don't know why Kevin wasn't there.
Well, but probably my voice.
It wasn't your voice. We had done a remote at Oktoberfest in Addison, and Colby and I did the appearance. So basically, we just hung out all night, and I guess for whatever reason, Kevin was out of town, and so they didn't schedule anybody else because the Rangers were playing, and they were like, it's not going to be that long of a show. And I was like, all right, I got this. And so I came in, and Parker was on the board. And I just sat here and stared out the window at 75 and just talked to 75. And I was like, I thought to myself, the only way to do this is just to act like Dan Patrick and do my best Dan Patrick. Ask rhetorical questions, let them sit in the air for a little bit. Do
like
the
that.
Pregnant pause. Yeah. Do a lot of that stuff. So I was like, I'll just see how long I can get through these topics. It was fun. But I enjoy this a lot more. I enjoy having everybody in the room and having some fun. So,
by the way, since our show's coming to an end, Kevin and I hugged it out.
Look at y'all. That's why y'all are pros. And I appreciate
We've been talking
that.
Royal Rumble during the break.
That's a good thing to get him back on your side. By the way, it is a slam dunk prize for you and three of your friends. All right. If you want to get in on this, all you have to do is listen as much as you can.
I am listening.
I know you are. You and three of your friends, all four of y'all, you're going to fly to Vegas. Your flight, hotel are paid for, plus each of you are getting $5,000 in cash. If you want this opportunity and you can watch the first two rounds of college basketball's national championship, which I love that part, in Vegas, it's so cool to experience that. Best part, you don't have to jump through hoops to win. All you got to do, from now until February 23rd, download the app, listen, tell your friends to listen, tell their family to listen for an hour, and you get a daily entry for your chance to win this prize. So make sure you're doing that.
Can I throw out a bold notion?
It better be real bold.
Maybe things go so well for you in Vegas, you just don't have to even worry about your flight back, and you can watch all of the basketball.
There you go. That's what I'm talking. And the closer it gets to the championship, the more fun it is. Trust me. I was there for the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 one year, And it was the coolest experience I've had. Like, it was so fun.
And I would always think those first two rounds are just complete anarchy and madness in Vegas or at sports books, like in the best possible way.
Oh, this, I mean, Kevin, with even with the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, as teams are dwindled down, the chaos, it was still buzzing. Like, that city's just buzzing anyway. Yeah. We've been there. It's always like that. But it was just buzzing the whole time. All right, so I saw a video on the internet. And it looked like what I like to call a Shoresy hockey game. So it's one of those whale-esque hockey games up in Canada where nobody really cares, but the guys that are playing are passionate about it. And I don't know exactly how it got started, but the referee at one point starts yelling at one of the guys on the ice, and he says, come on, come with me, come over here.
Ooh.
And he skates over and he goes, let's take it outside right now. Come on, MF-er, let's go. And then he turns around and he's like, oh, now you're filming me. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this dude and the hockey players are about to fight. This is great. Everybody loves a good fight. And then I started thinking to myself, I don't know if I want to fight a hockey referee. I just feel like hockey referees are tough. So that's when I decided, Mike, to put together my top 10 list.
I know they're good at skating.
Yes. And they have blades on their feet. So that's another thing to be aware of.
You remember that game, Blades of Steel?
The game?
Yeah. It was on
Nintendo.
I remember
the movie Blades of Glory.
That's true. The lady's head got chopped off.
What happened in Blades of Steel?
It just at the very beginning, it goes, Blades of Steel. And I thought it was awesome.
So that's why I decided to put together my top 10 list of officials that you don't want to fight. 877-881-1053. You can text in. Mike, Kevin, this is not specific to individuals, but when I name these positions,
okay,
if you would like to throw an individual in,
gotcha,
that's perfectly okay. We will start with number one and work our way to 10. All right. I'm not going to go backwards like usual. Number one, UFC. I feel like UFC fighting or referees or officials have to be tough, have to be strong, because they're going to split up two dudes that don't have gloves on. These guys they do have smaller gloves, but these dudes can kick. They can do everything, and they got to go in there and split up those people. So I feel like if I turn in the middle of a fight with that guy and try and square that dude in the jaw, that's going to be a problem for me.
So I have a question. I'm going to show you a picture real quick of Mike Beltran.
Good God, how long is that dude's mustache?
So he has the longest mustache beard thing I've ever seen in my entire life, and he braids it on either side. Mike, when he comes into the octagon, or when he did, it goes beyond his belt. Like, that's how long his facial hair goes.
Like that lady wrestler who has hair that
Bianca Belair? Yes.
Yeah.
Very similar. Him, because no one's ever going to punch him in the face, and maybe they tried, and they learned a valuable lesson. Or Big John McCarthy. I always thought, I was like, that dude looks like he'd whoop some of these fighters' butts.
Number two, officials that I don't want to fight. Boxing officials. Again, these guys are in the middle of big fights. I remember Mills Lane, most respect I think I've ever had, sure, for an official, because he did a celebrity death match.
That's true.
And so I feel at any point he could knock me out. So and sometimes, dude, you watch some of these boxing guys, and you can see like
he's a smaller person.
That was interesting.
Those guys get really excited in the ring too. Whenever they're watching these two fighters go back and forth, Kevin, is there a specific boxing official that you're like, nope, not going to take him?
See, I don't think so, because I was actually going to go a different direction. I think some of the boxing referees, I'm like, I'll take my chances.
Too tiny.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Kevin thinks he can take the tiny ones.
No.
Number three on my list, hockey refs. Again, they have blades on their feet, and I feel like because of what the people that they have to deal with, there's a lot more to it. Plus, those dudes are big. I've seen a couple of hockey refs that are jacked, man.
Do we have to fight on the ice or...
On the ice.
No, I'm screwed. I'm out for sure.
I'm screwed in this situation. Again, this is in the field of play.
Okay.
So whatever field you're playing on. I didn't even think about the fact that on ice, I've been on ice a few times. It's very difficult to stay up. Mike, you know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I can't skate. I can't ski either.
Yeah.
Number four on my list of officials that you don't want to fight. race starters. They literally have a gun. All right. You don't want to deal
with it. I don't think it's a real gun.
Hey, you know what? I don't want to chance it.
I don't think it has. I think it makes a noise.
Alec called it a cap gun just a minute ago. But
just a noise gun.
That one dude decided, you know what? We're in Texas. I like to shoot my gun. And we're shooting it today at Tom Kimbrough Stadium while we all try to run around
there's
the track.
There's no way there's a bullet in it. They don't want to shoot a gun.
I agree with that.
I'm just thinking like.
Again, I just never thought about it.
Because then the bullet would have to come down. Ask me in Oak Cliff. People shooting guns all the time.
Yeah. Or they shoot it at the ground. Pow. But they always do raise it up.
Last week.
Number five, NFL referees. We've all seen Ed Hockley's arms.
See, and that's...
How's his son's arms?
He's big, too.
What's his son's name? He's a ref, right?
Yeah.
Sean Hockley. He's big, too.
See, Ed Hockley is who jumped to mind just because he looks like he never misses arm day.
If he hit me with a tricep, I'd fall down.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could take most punches, but I'm not going to fight an NFL ref. Ooh. Plus, we've seen sometimes those referees can run as fast as Justin Jefferson and Deion Sanders.
And, like... Why are they refereeing then? Mm-mm. There wasn't some other athletic pursuit they could have thrived at.
It's their passion. They always wanted to be a referee.
I can't rule
number
that
six
out.
On my list, timekeepers. Just in case they have the power to manipulate time, the power of manipulation, I don't want to mess with them. Because what if they pause time and then hit me a bunch of times, and then I wake up from time being restarted? Now I'm screwed.
Okay, I have a theory about that. That you could distract them with a clapping noise. All right. So I might be thinking about this in combat sports, but you square up with somebody, and then I would have someone in the background go and hope that they turn or focused in on something else, and then I could strike.
No. But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody ever messes with the timekeepers, though.
That's right.
You ever know, like, ever. They're just in their own world. And you know what? If they started the clock a little early, we can't go fight them about this.
Speaking of high school sports, and especially high school basketball, how many times did you guys cover high school basketball and there's like a foul or something and the person forgets to hit the button either to stop the clock when the ball goes out of bounds or to start the clock as the ball's been inbounds?
I had to tell a scorekeeper once that they had the wrong score. And I was like, I'm 100% positive. And they said they couldn't change it unless one of the coaches or officials came up with a scorebook. And I was like, here's all my numbers right here. You have the score wrong.
They're like, you may not know how to do math. And you're like, if I had my CPA, I could show you right now.
That's a good point.
That's for accountants, Alec. Somebody did ask Mike, what's the testosterone center?
Men's T Clinic?
Yeah, they say they want to go get their levels checked.
That is a very good idea. 5 DFW locations. MensTClinic.com is the best place to find the location nearest you. And they have a whole bunch of other therapies there, too. Seriously, I go there every week.
Number 7 on my list of officials that you don't want to fight, NBA referees. Because, here's my reason.
Mike wants to fight
this.
NBA referees.
Because... I don't know if any of those dudes are messed in with the mafia. All right. I'm a little concerned about my kneecaps here because of what Donahue had to deal with. So I'm going with that. Number 8.
You watched that thing with Bill Burr that we played the other day. Yeah. He's like, Hold on. Like, if you were reffing with that guy, you never figured out at the end of all of the games you reffed with him that, man, he's doing some shady stuff.
You don't think
other refs were in with him?
You don't think you could pay him off to take a dive?
In the fight?
Yeah.
In the moment, I mean, I don't know how fast I'm getting to that part of the conversation.
Okay.
You know,
that's like, fair.
He might swing and I have to defend now.
How okay. come when you said dive, I thought of AC Slater?
I have no idea.
Was he a diver in that movie? He played Greg Louganis in the movie.
Yeah.
In the made-for-TV movie.
He did?
When he hit his head on the board. And
oh,
then
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have to tell people. That's like when he did that, he's like, crap, I do have to tell people that I have HIV.
Number eight, baseball umpires. Baseball umpires, they don't seem like they want to fight that much, but they do have padding that's going to protect them and masks and stuff. So
only one of them.
Yeah, that one guy. This is the guy on first base.
The other three guys.
Go attack him first. Number nine, Australian rules football umpires. I don't know what happens down under. All right. So there's a lot of stuff that I have to be concerned about, because have you ever seen the stuff they have in Australia, dude? They're giant spiders and things that can kill you.
How big is the spider?
Kangaroos that can come up and punch you. So what do you mean? How big is the spider? Does it matter how big a spider is?
A little bit.
Y'all are joking.
No.
I see a tiny little spider. I'm done with the house.
Really?
Yeah.
I just put my finger on it and kill it if I can.
Burn it down. Your finger, not your foot?
You know what happens?
Well, if they're in the sink.
Oh, okay. You know, like, I gotcha.
You know what happens? You don't know how many other spiders are watching. So what happens? You just kill one of their friends.
I did see arachnophobia.
Like, and now they're like, you know what? We're going to get this guy
in a tarantula I'm scared of. Those little baby spiders, they're not baby spiders, but those little ones you just put your finger on and they're dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
What if their family members come back for revenge?
They'd have to have 3 million family members at their size.
Dude, their eggs like pop out 100,000 of them. So
okay.
Is that factually accurate?
There are more spiders in New York City than there are people. Isn't that the word that they say? Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's what about rats?
There. That too, probably, but don't worry. Throw a cat in there and everything's fine. And then last but not least,
there are cats in New York. There are cats at grocery stores.
I'm pretty sure there's no cats in America.
No, that's a song from Fievel Goes West.
Nice job, Mike. Which that song goes perfectly with that movie. So nice job, Kevin.
And they were wrong. When they got earlier. Off the boat, they found out there were cats in America.
The last one, soccer.
Meow.
Everybody hates soccer refs anyway, so that's why they're number 10. Everybody would want to punch them in the face. But I really don't want to fight them because they run so much, they'll probably never get tired.
I think soccer refs are too low on this list because they've seen the most messed up stuff you can imagine. Like people getting killed out on the field. Like they've seen some stuff, man.
Due to a lingering flaw in personal conduct policy, a quick settlement with his six accusers could short circuit the NFL's investigation of Justin Tucker.
Oh,
is what we're seeing from NBC Sports right now.
Wow.
We'll keep up with more of that. And we'll try to elaborate a little more on that story. But coming up next, ladies and gentlemen,
who's going to be in the Royal Rumble?
We can do that.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the Royal Rumble?
I'm on a page right now, getting ready for it.
I think
I'm going to have a party at my house.
All right,
okay.
I'll be heading home, but it'll also be Masterpiece of the Week next in the Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, and don't forget, go see the G-Bag Nation at the Omni.
In Frisco, the Omni in Frisco today. It's going to be the last remote for the station before we head off to Radio Row. So go see them at the Omni in Frisco from 2 to 7.
Yeah, and that's an awesome area out there, by the way. There's a restaurant called, I think it's Lombardi's. It's an Italian restaurant. Ooh. I took Adrian to. It was awesome.
Are they still there, or did that restaurant go to North Carolina?
That's funny. That's good
with
stuff
Bill
right
Belichick.
There. I did want to hit this real quick because I saw this from, I believe it was from Mike Garofalo. It is... Give me one second.
I was going to say, in between that time, while you're looking for it, Mike is going to need to talk about the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
So just
I'm watching last year's Royal Rumble right now.
This is Ian Rappaport. The Saints plan to meet again with Kellen Moore after the Super Bowl. That is their plan, is to meet with him after the Super Bowl. And an indication he's the top choice for now. The first time the two sides can speak, and Moore could just stick around since the game's in New Orleans.
And there has been a lot of buzz that, especially when McCarthy dropped out, that he's the lead guy.
Yeah, I think Alec was telling me, though, and Diana Russini said that he doesn't like the quarterback situation there. And
yeah, well,
so
you got no money, yeah. So...
Good luck. All right, right now... I lose complete control of the show because Mike wants to talk about the Royal Rumble, and I've only seen two of these, I think.
Okay.
I've never seen any.
It's an absolute blast the way that Kevin and Spittle do their party.
Okay. So here's something I'm going to make a suggestion for you, Mike, and everybody listening. If you play kind of like a version of Squares with a Royal Rumble, it's super fun. So what we do is you just write down the numbers 1 through 30.
Right.
Because that's how many people are in the Rumble. Have them all in little slips, throw them into a hat. And then, like, let's say you have 10 people. Then everybody gets 3 draws. And so that's the number you get. And you, so you can think a number is good, but you don't really know.
No clue.
Until that person comes out. And so you'll get even more hyped up with the 10, 9,
okay.
8. And you'll be like, oh,
this
crap.
Is my guy or not my guy.
Exactly.
Or do you do it with the girls too?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And yeah, that'll probably live on. And absolutely. And it just makes it so much more fun. And maybe you like throw a couple bucks down or whatever.
Okay.
And you'll
make my nephews pay me money.
Well, yeah. You will get.
Are you suggesting illegal gambling, Kevin?
No. Sounds like it's totally fine. It's kind of like a daily fantasy situation. You got to use your skill. Although I don't, the one thing Underdog I don't think has is wrestling.
Oh, they don't have Royal Rumble?
I'll double check on that.
Can you bet? Like, it doesn't feel right. I watched this dude Raven who used to wrestle in the early 2000s, and I was watching him say,
in the 90s,
this is where we have a script, but he was saying, let's say I'm the 11th person in. His script will start at 11. He honestly doesn't know who 1 through
That's
10
amazing.
Are. He'll have an idea who's in the ring because there'll be things that it says this or that. Because he's like, it is very interesting because you could have 10 people in the ring at one time and you have to have an idea on when this person is eliminated and you're not really part of the action at this point. And then you see when you're going out and how you're going out and then your script ends there.
So something fun for you to look up. First of all, type in Scotty Flamingo, WWF, because that's Raven's former character. And it is shockingly different than like what he became. But also they have these designated like behind the scenes monsters that will be sent out there when you're like, oh, this is the monster spot. Because like you were just talking about Bobby Lashley coming out there and eliminating a lot of folks.
But then he got eliminated quick too. It's like he was like a pop and then gone.
And so sometimes you will see these monster spots where there's like there's a lot of people in the ring and all of a sudden like Brock Lesnar comes out or whoever and
Stone
you're
Cole's
like
Stone Cold's just throwing
exactly.
people out.
And all those people are there so you can just chunk them out.
So you get it down to 4 people or something.
Exactly.
So your eyes aren't overwhelmed.
Exactly. And Alec, correct me if you think I'm wrong on this, but I feel like they've built up the men's Royal Rumble this year to make it like a significantly harder call than in most years. I feel like there's like 6 viable winners.
They have. I was just talking about this with our guy Ruben and some of our friends the other day, that they've built it up to where it makes sense for a John Cena. It makes sense for a CM Punk. But then I saw something on Twitter yesterday that got me thinking. They did a lot of angles where Randy Orton was kind of staring up and down Cody Rhodes' championship belt.
Yep.
Whenever he would go save him from getting attacked, he wouldn't look at Cody in the eyes. He'd look at the belt. So they've made it a really odd situation where there's probably 4 or 5 guys that could reasonably win this thing, and you'd say, yeah, that's the right call.
And the
Mickey G's like, are they still talking wrestling?
The winner of this ultimately gets an automatic bid in the championship match at WrestleFest. Is that how it goes?
WrestleMania 640 Thursdays.
And by the way, if you don't know, like, he's just trolling us, but also Jeremy Piven, years ago, the guy from Entourage, they used to do like guest GMs, and like SummerSlam is their second biggest show of the year. And he goes, and you guys are going to go at it at SummerFest. And I'm like, dude, nobody really hammered it home that it was SummerSlam to him.
Yeah.
And it was just embarrassing.
So,
all right.
What else we got for that?
Well, who's your pick? Yeah. Give me a pick.
Well, I guess we only know like 12 of the 30 people, right?
Well, spoiler alert.
Oh.
If they're not listed, they probably aren't going to win. Like, that's not necessarily always the case because they have secret entrants, but they're usually the mystery entrant is there to pop the crowd, do something neat, and then get eliminated.
They, I feel like, are making a big deal on Netflix about CM Punk.
That is who I think is going to win as well.
So they're pumping him up a lot. Now, I do feel like it's really quick, but This Penta dude has been very exciting. I don't think they're going to have him win, but they have definitely.
He will not. Yeah. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't think he will. If he does, good for them for just being like, we're all in on that.
So, I mean, John Cena is kind of the legend entering, but I don't think they're, unless he really wants to make another 2 or 3 year run at this thing.
No, because he said this is his last year. But the thought is they're going to build him up to WrestleMania for that one last title shot that will break the all-time championship record. Okay. Or then you got Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre. There's rumblings that Brock Lesnar is going to be back. There's all kinds of stuff.
See, I got free ticket. I got tickets to TNA and loved it. And my nephews loved it. So now I'm inviting them over to like watch this. And obviously, I don't know how much they know about these wrestlers or not. But figure this could be like a thing with my little nephews.
I'm rooting for LeBron Beaker. He's
Braun
gonna be awesome.
Breaker.
That dude's big and strong.
Maybe he has a son who doesn't deserve to be in the WWE, but they're gonna let him do this anyways.
From the 682, and I want to answer this the same way like every time. If wrestling is scripted, why are y'all speculating? It's a waste of time. So have you ever seen a movie or a TV show and you're like, I wonder what's gonna happen next? Because if you're the one human in the world that's never done that, then I hear you. But like everybody else, It's no different. It's like being like, oh my God, that Star Wars movie was awesome. What do you think they're going to do next? Or like, maybe you didn't like it. What are they going to do next? It's the same thing.
Also looking forward to seeing Clark Gable out there. All right.
That's
right,
Chad
now,
Gable, you jerk.
It is time for Masterpiece of the Week.
All right, fellas, we have had enough fun, but we're going to continue cheering up Kevin Hagelin. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, odd, and oftentimes very concerning things said.
I could see that.
Yeah, on this very program, including what I wrote down that I need to go grab for next week. Mike saying something about, do you do it with the girls too? We will have that for next week.
You should have seen his face when he said that. He just looked at me and smiled.
See, like, the great thing is I have the fan cam right next to me because Carter's on vacay today, so I have it pulled up right next to me. So I instantly shoot over to look at Mike's face anytime he says something that I know he's proud of. I'll see it on his face. All right. We can start with Corey, Mike, one from Kevin, or Joey Erickson, who was with us yesterday.
Well, he's not here, so let's pick on him first.
All right. Joey said this.
And every once in a while, he sends me a text. It's time to shave. That's ugly.
Letting you know. Go ahead and clean that thing up.
Huh.
It's time to shave.
It's all grown up, man. Puberty's happening.
I'm proud of him.
It did look like he put glue on his face and then just kind of fell.
A little into like a hair bin or something.
He knows we love him. I hope that he's not upset by that.
Sometimes people get mad and you know that you love that person and you still get mad.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a real life alert. Let's see. We have a lot from Mike. So I think we're just going to.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, shocker. Well, you know, people. Breaking news on 105. No. But we'll go and just start with this.
They're not going to upset daddy.
That's what I say around my house.
It's got to be a Cowboys thing, right?
You don't want to upset daddy right now.
Daddy, I want to spend free agent money. Daddy says no.
This talk is in the third person is daddy all the time. Daddy's cooking breakfast today.
Every Saturday morning in the Bassick household.
Every time I wake up daddy at 3 a.m.
Oh.
Then what?
Yeah.
He says no.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We're not salary capping right now.
Let's see.
Oh, because he does wake. Yeah, he does wake up.
He's giving it at 3 a.m. Jerry.
You also said this, Mike.
It's not soft, but obviously it's not above average.
When you said that, there were multiple texts, tweets. Like a lot of people reached out to us saying, hey, make sure. I think you were talking about the speed, the velocity of a pitcher. I think
Cody Bradford.
It was Cody Bradford. Yeah.
My guess was going to be cheese. So,
what kind of cheese?
I don't know. Because remember, y'all went on the tangent about if you threw the nachos on the ice. I really thought that's what it was about. I
forgot about that.
By the way, I forgot to tell you at FanFest a couple weeks ago, there are a couple of guys that we talked about the burger bar and thought that you did a bad job.
You weren't
thinking about them. Like if they came to your party, yeah, you were just thinking about yourself.
Yeah. I was just really making it simple on whoever had to put that together.
Oh, sorry, people who got invited for free. Does this not fit what you're looking for?
Fine. Don't eat my burger.
Okay. Thanks. PSA from Corey Majors on the Corey Majors Show on 105 Through the Fan. If you didn't hear the top of the hour intro, I just feel like
should be a thing.
Yeah, it probably should. And I feel like this might be the most ironic drop I've ever gotten.
Screw you, MLB.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
You could be doing a lot of games.
Yeah. He's really upset that Jones didn't make it to the Hall of Fame.
Let's say they were like, hey, we would like you to do, I don't know, a Fox game or Apple TV game. Could you do that? That is okay. That's interesting. That's cool. Then he could really
that
take a shot.
That does happen sometimes because
I've heard Nitkowski do stuff like that before.
Yeah, they come in and they're like, "Hey, we're doing this game. We're doing this Saturday game, but we're not going to bring in our people. What we're going to do is we're going to have, let's say, the Angels play-by-play guy work with the Rangers color analyst."
In this instance, is it fair that this is what I worry happens? The Angels guy's like, oh, yeah, don't forget, new season of Silo. And he goes, hey, Mike, have you ever seen Silo? And Mike goes, yeah, I don't actually have Apple TV, so figure it out, guys. Like, I'm afraid that that would happen.
He goes, what is this on, FUBU?
No, my wife hasn't made me watch that yet.
It's a good movie. It's a good show. It really is.
It's like in a tube.
Yep.
Good enough.
A very tall tube. Or it's not tall, it's deep.
Spoiler.
Me when I eat Pringles. Corey, actually, you said this.
I've done it twice. I was in the fourth grade and then in high school.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
We got to play that one again. I remember hearing this one going, oh, this one can work.
I've done it twice. I was in the fourth grade and then in high school.
Fourth grade's too young, man.
What happened in fourth grade?
Like, young.
I had no clue at all about anything in fourth grade.
Okay, this just made me remember when Kevin and Mike were out, Corey. Remember we crosstalked with the morning show?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked if we've ever been walked in on. And Choppy goes, yeah, when I was five.
Oh my, what?
Yes, this actually
five?
Happened. This happened the week of Christmas, I think.
That's the chop, dude.
Because he was like, look, he's like, all my family's coming into town. I'll ask them and I'll record it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know how we do CA stories?
Yes.
There needs to be a platform at least once a week where it's just like, RJ, just tell me a story.
Yeah. I bet they're glorious stories. Because we've been...
The thing is, you have to decipher how true it is.
I feel like most
that's
of them are true.
To decide.
But Kevin, think about that time we were in Oxnard when we were a night show and they were more, and we kind of got to team up together and we were staying in the house with them. Choppy told us some wild stories.
One of the first in-depth conversations I ever had with RJ Choppy, he told me shocking radio inappropriate details that I was like, the hell, dude, I barely even know you. Mm-hmm. But that's just Choppy.
Yeah.
Lord Choppy. But Choppy is safe, but apparently this name isn't.
All you Tonys with an I, it's over.
Oh, no. Sorry, listeners.
You're done.
You're out.
Go find it's the over. Evacuation place. It's you're over. Gone.
You got a Y now.
And we can combo platter it if you want.
Broadus, I'm sorry. We're not going to Y the I. We are going to keep the I the I.
Oh, man. I thought Corey doing it twice was going to get a cakewalk, but that is amazing. Can you play that one more time?
The Tony one's great.
Let's see.
All you Tonys with an I, it's over.
And then, of course, he followed it. This is literally not even 2 seconds later.
Broadus, I'm sorry. We're not going to Y the I. We are going to keep the eye the eye.
That's pretty damn good.
Fighting with spelling.
Oh, man. The English language. Yeah, it's not easy. I don't know why I enjoyed this so much from Kevin.
And I'm just going to slam my head against the table and be like, that's not how this is supposed to work. I feel like I was channeling Mike a little bit with the...
That was a good voice.
That's right. That was in the before time.
Mm. Let's see. I can probably wrap things up with
BC. Like, yeah, Mike. Before the Big Bang. She said that was before time.
No, in the before time.
In the before time.
Way in before time. Great animated series. I got two more. Corey and Mike, this happened.
I do it in butter. And I flip it over.
You flip it over.
About,
yeah.
I don't even know. I
like
just go
flipping
on.
It over for like and give it 10 seconds.
Man.
Dude, I'll be very honest. As we were having that discussion, never gave a thought to that. Not a single time did I give a thought to that. But when you play it out of context like that,
we've sexualized too many words. Like, that's why I'm convinced that's why they do overtime in Texas high school football playoffs now. Because it used to be like, oh, whoever has the most penetrations win. And that's a real thing. But we sexualize too many words. Got to change it.
That's a fact.
And to that, I say,
Yabba Dabba Doo!
That is good stuff right there, Mike.
All right. I thought, man.
I'm going to vote. I'll start first. I'm voting for fourth grade in high school.
Let's see. I've done it twice. I was in the fourth grade and then in high school. By the way, that's a lie. It wasn't until after high school.
Uh-huh.
I was saving myself till marriage.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse before marriage. Cardinal sin.
It was the woman I married.
There you go. I'm going to choose not to ask any
with other people when you guys were.
Hey, I've never said that. One woman in my entire life.
Okay, well, sure. Why not? That's what I thought was going to win. I was certain it was going to win. However, I want to go to Corey and Mike, given their flip it over breakdown, because that is amazing.
I do it in butter. And I flip it over.
You flip it over.
About,
yeah.
I don't even know. I just
like
go
flipping
on.
It over for like and give it 10 seconds.
Amazing.
I like both of y'all's entries. However, the people named Tony really need to watch out.
All you Tonys with an I, it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
That's it.
Like get my ready. Life or yeah.
There you go, Alec. Now it's up to you.
Oh man, so powerful. And congrats, Corey.
I've done it twice. I was in the fourth grade and then in high school. Oh, man. What a time to be alive.
Indeed.
I will tip
we live
cap.
In a society.
Thank you very much.
Amazing.
Oh, thank you very much, Alec. That was great work. Good job, fellas, on making that happen. All right, now it
you
is
too.
Time to chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation next on The Fan. Hey, thanks for rocking with us here today on the KNC Masterpiece. Kevin, we're going to make sure he gets all the steroids he needs so that on Radio Row next
man,
week,
no kidding.
He will be bright and shiny for everybody out there. We now chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation who are at the Omni in Frisco, courtesy of D&M Leasing. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Excellent, Majors. How the heck are you?
Man, I have a voice, so I'm doing better than Kevin right now.
Yeah. Winning. And you've been using it so well today.
Thank
that
you.
Tease to the C block was
yeah,
stuff
amazing.
Of legends. I just want to
Marconi on
that.
The way for that one for sure.
I appreciate that. That was a lot of fun.
Would you guys, we didn't really get a chance to talk about it that much. What would you guys think about Lance Lynn? Or what do you think about the concept of Lance Lynn saying he's going to be a closer now? Or at least the interest he's gotten from people is as a closer. We're always looking to kick the tire on somebody who could close the games.
I like a dude that has that kind of mentality. He's a bulldog mentality. And he, like, I don't know how hard he's still throwing, but I like the bulldog mentality because that's what you need as a closer. So I'd like
he
it.
He throws one pitch.
Fastball?
Yeah.
All over the place? Yeah.
No, I mean, he controls it.
No, that's what I mean. He just locates it really well. So I would totally take Lance Lynn. Zach?
Yeah, Walchuk's actually, he's out today.
Yep.
The car troubles have sent him spiraling down a path that nobody wants to go down. So we're pulling for him in a big way.
Yeah.
But
give us some money if you see him out there on that intersection.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. If you see a guy with a sausage thumb up in the air,
Speedo likely on. Yeah.
That's the bully.
Yeah.
Does Lance Lynn have that kind of stuff? I think Walchuk said he would love to see it yesterday because Lance Lynn's his guy.
Yeah,
you know,
I would
kind
say
of his doppelganger.
He has the mentality. The one thing about John Gray is John Gray beats himself up so much when he doesn't have a good start. Like, it has to be good. If he just has like a okay game, you're like, it's fine. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. He's like, this was the worst performance in the history of baseball. And you're like, John, it's all right, man. It wasn't that bad. You know, so I just think that Lance kind of has that mentality to be it. But to your point, Gavin, I just don't know at this point in his career, to your point, if he has the stuff.
I asked a general manager friend of mine in Major League Baseball, and he said, personally, I wouldn't do it.
Oh.
I mean, and that's just a team. That's just not, you know, hey, that's not the Rangers. But, you know, a guy in one of the other on the other clubs I usually lean on, and I said, hey, Lance Lynn, because I know we were talking about it yesterday, but, man, he said, I wouldn't do that. So that's just one man's opinion, you know, in the league.
You know this, Brian, all it takes is one guy. Would have never thought that Max Scherzer would have got $15.5 million dollars.
Oh, no.
Last
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You're right. That's why I kind of, you know, I lean on you guys for baseball stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, and then, like, say, asking my buddies around the league, they're just kind of like, you know, and here it is. I mean, basically saying he's only got one trick. We've talked about that. Really good fastball, not much mystery to him. If an executive slips, I wouldn't trust him in high leverage relief situations. That's what my GM buddy said.
Do you think Scherzer's going to get some nerve damage just from signing the contract? Like, he could go right to the DL after signing it?
Maybe changing the music in the weight room. You know, going to a country vibe or something. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
I can't remember. Was he he was either anti-country?
Is he anti-country?
Yeah, or he's like, it's anti-country.
Okay,
right?
So yeah.
I can't believe
he
came to the Rangers locker room or clubhouse and pulled that off. Day one. Yeah. And then went right to the DL.
Well, everybody's scared of him. Everybody we asked, who's the guy you don't want to cross? It was Max Scherzer.
I mean, he's old and not that big. Yeah. You know, I respect your career, but
he's got some psych.
But you also have to respect crazy.
You
have to respect a little psycho.
Respect crazy. Absolutely.
I don't know if that's crazy. That's intense with the combination of the weird eyes. I think he's been bluffing for 20 years.
I love that idea. All right, guys, what do you guys – hey, why should everybody come out and see you today? Why should the G-Bag Nationals come out there today?
Well, we're here with Stella Artois. They have some great giveaways, including chapstick, a big old bucket of Stella Artois chapstick, which comes in very handy as the wind starts to pick up, you know, and of course these beautiful Stella Artois t-shirts.
I love it.
And you should come out here and crack them. I mean, this is one of the best hotels.
I think
you know?
They
it's
got
gorgeous.
I think they got some bar mats. You could take a bar mat home with you, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yes. Everything's for the taking.
Everything's
today.
For the taking today.
Yeah, take a bar mat shot after everything's said and done with, too. That's always a good
yummy.
One. Fantastic stuff, fellas. We will see you soon. There goes the G-Bag Nation. You can see them out at the Omni in Frisco. Until Monday, you've been masterpieced. I've done it twice. I was in the fourth grade and then in high school.